Hey y'all, this is Zach Stone and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I got one last drag on this midnight cigarette. We got one more can of gasoline that we ain't burned yet. Love me like a sang about, let's light this night on fire. We're going up in flames anyway, baby, let's take them. Your lipstick covers my skin, and there's a fire desire in your eyes that I've been missing. Just pretending things are different, and maybe our love's still smoldering. You roar the flames, will whisper my name. Don't let the cold in. Yeah, let's light that spark one last time. Let's try.
Carry on talking with various artists and a new artist to meet, Zach Stone.
Nice to meet you, sir. Good to be here.
Right, tell me all about you, because you're a new name to me.
Oh, yes, sir. I grew up in Arlington, Texas, here in the United States, and moved here to Nashville about 5 years ago, and I've been doing music since I was 12. I started performing all around Texas and moved out here to keep stepping up in the industry.
You've definitely got a Texas look about you.
Well, thank you. I think that's a good thing, so I'll take it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think people do have looks from where they come from, but you've definitely got that.
Absolutely.
Right, Texas, Texas look.
Yeah. Hopefully it's the cowboy hat and the big smile. That's kind of...
Well, yeah, but sometimes the cowboy hats make you look different, but it's definitely that Texas smile. That's great. So, is this your first album?
This is it's not my first album, but this is the first one that I've really gotten excited about. This is the first project that we're pushing out to radio, and excited to just get this out into the fans' hands and let everybody hear it.
What label are you on?
I'm with Jetpack Artist Ventures. It's a publishing company and artist development group here in Nashville.
Oh, great. Okay. And is there a single?
Yes, sir. It's called Take You Back. I believe it's the third song or fourth song on the album. It's a song I wrote with two of my good friends. It's a awesome piece of my heart that I'm really proud of. Something I came up with thinking about an old relationship, and really cool to see that come to fruition, and I'm really proud of where it is now.
That's great. Is there a video for it?
Not yet. Hopefully soon. I'd love there to be one.
Hey y'all, this is Zach Stone and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Nobody could ever be you, you know me. I I never think these things through. If I could take you back to us before, to that first kiss on that front porch. If I could take you back to up all night, before those calls turned into fights. Take back those words I didn't mean. Take back that hurt I couldn't see. If I could take back leaving you, would you take me back too?
Oh, yes, sir. Touring a lot. I just got back from a tour two nights ago and got ready to come down and do all this today and getting ready to head back out to Key West and Georgia and a whole other tour. So
did your band go first and wait for you to turn up?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes, I think, yeah.
Yeah, here's the star. Yeah, we're setting everything up, but Zach will get here eventually.
No, I try to help him out as much as possible. I don't want to be that guy.
Well, you carry the mic stand, don't you?
Yep, yeah, that's right. I carry my mic stand. That's about... Well, and my guitar, of course.
Of course. So what influenced you? You know, what turned you on to country music, being a young guy? I mean, you could have gone to, the pop side, but what turned you on to country music? Or is that something from the family?
Yeah, I think to me it was just sort of in my heart. My dad grew up on a farm, and my mom grew up racing on a dirt track. So I just always grew up in this sort of small town lifestyle, and that's kind of who I am deep down inside. So I started listening to country music when I was maybe 10 or so, and before that my dad was a big classic rock fan, so I listened to a lot of Led Zeppelin and REO Speedwagon, Journey, Styx, Foreigner, whoever it was. That was kind of my big influence. So then to hear the country lyricism and start realizing this is really who I am, you know, on the inside, was cool. And I really wanted to fuse those two sounds together.
So what did your dad think about that when he's the rock fan?
He was down with it. It took him some time to get used to it, I think, because some of the country songs obviously don't hit quite as hard as the rock stuff, but. You know, he's always been a big supporter. My mom and my dad have always been great supporters of me. So
they just can't come out and headbang with you.
Yep, pretty much. Well, hey, if you listen to the album, there's a lot of rock and stuff on there. There's a song on there that always makes me sound, I always think it sounds like a Bruce Springsteen hit from back in the day. And then other songs, just screaming guitars and big Waylon solos. And it's certainly a rock experience. And if you come see one of our shows, it's very energetic. I move around a lot. I got a lot of energy, and I love being on stage. So it feels to me more like a rock performance.
That's great. Well, the album is called?
Ashes.
Okay. And give us another track from the album to go out with.
Wow, Good For Me is a cool one, and Nothing's Ever the Same. Love those.
We'll have a look and see which one we're going to play, and where can people get hold of you?
Wow, they can find me on ZachStoneCountry.com. I'm also Zach Stone Country on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. So you can find me anywhere.
Good. Well, good luck for the future, and maybe one day we'll see you in the UK.
Sounds great. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks a lot, Zach.
Hey, y'all, this is Zach Stone, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
If falling fast was how it's supposed to be.